You finish. You get your calls.
No, sir. I called back to disturb the place. When does he get? When did he get back from the bar? Or something?
I'm afraid it'll be late in the afternoon because it's
all right,
1 o'clock. So
all right. We probably should finish third Friday. We've already got 8:30 date. We've got the funeral back.
And the afternoon, way after the.
Well, I can see him.
Fight, but there's been no follow-up, and I think he's all right.
How about Brown?
Bud's in pretty good shape. They're still hassling with Bob Wilson on for a couple months, he says. But, you know, he can't do that.
That's the same thing. The gold is true. He's got to get out. Why a couple of months? What's the reason?
Well, he wants to stay. He wasn't forced out, and he could stay if he wanted to. It's kind of a...
He made his games in the house, and he left.
So they're going to be considering budgets and the new national committee meets, and they've got to get cracking on candidate recruitment and everything. So Bud
Jerry, in this case, has got to be tough. He's been with the kind of Bob years. I love the man. And Bob is one of these worn out. That is what we tell him. We just say, look, there's some good people here. Let's get them in.
One of the good things about this is that Kirkendall had saw the writing on the wall and got out of it, although he wanted to fight at one point. And now he dislikes Bob so much, he's working around.
Good. And as you point out, the Bob will give him a little reception.
And he can concentrate on his Armed Services Committee. He's number three now, and Les has got a problem with holding writing and being whipped too under the new rule that passed last time. They've been an exception for him, but I don't think he should. And then there's Bill Bray and Bob Wilson. Well, Bray is not an effective guy. So Wilson can really assume a bigger role in Armed Services. And with San Diego, he should do that.
Yeah. Did Bray step in?
Yes, sir.
Wendell, 72 or 3 is just unbelievable, Bill. That's our problem.
Of course, the Senate, too.
Oh, the Senate's worse.
Norris Scott and Neil Young.
Norris Scott, great guy. Neil Young, 76. George Hagan, 80. Yeah?
Roman Ruska, hold on.
Roman Ruska is past his prime. Spot the thing with his boy being like a strong term, 70 years old. Hugh Scott is 71.
Yeah.
Or 70. Yeah, he's 70. Look at that. Now those guys, I don't care how good they just can't got the ball, the energy to really go at that age. They can't do it.
That's right. We got some new tigers, Domenici, I think, or